We're going to head out to Toledo and be joined by Rockets head coach Jason Candle. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing good, Ken. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your time. And obviously, Saturday's setback at Kentucky. When you got back to Toledo and looked at the film, talk about what you saw from your Rockets in the opener.
Yeah, well, I think I really pleased with the effort of our football team and, you know, the accountability they played to one another and the toughness that they showed in the first half of the football game. I mean, we hit a 6 or 7 minute period and stretch in the middle of the third quarter there where we turned the ball over and put it on the ground and, you know, just couldn't quite, you know, get a grip and kind of snowballed on us a little bit there. And, you know, but for the most part, for, you know, all in all, you know, our first game and, you know, our guys' effort and attention to detail, I thought was at a really high level, and some young guys came out and played really good. You know, there was a lot of bright spots, but there's a ton of things that we have to improve on. You know, I thought there were some self-inflicted wounds throughout the course of the game that, you know, we have to take off the film and correct if we want to go where we want to go. But, you know, it's game one. You know, we don't play this week. We have a little bit of time here to prepare for week two. So a deep dive into our own program and our own team and really, you know, correct some of the things I think that showed up in film and cost us in that football game Saturday.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Candle and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. That early third quarter turnover really changed the momentum of the game. Just talk about, you know, that and along with the status of Mitchell Guidini.
Well, I think you start the third quarter there and you get a stop, you get the ball back, and you know, you're tied up at 14-14, and you're feeling pretty good. And if you can get down there and get a score, you'd like to think you eliminated any change in momentum that may have happened throughout the course of the halftime there. But unfortunately, the kid made a good play from Kentucky, got the ball out. We lost it there. And like I said, once Mitch went down there in that third quarter, we just had a tough time sustaining drives. And not fair to maybe put it all on Carter there to come in and try to save the day. You know, we became a little bit of one-dimensional team on offense just because of down a couple scores and probably threw it a little bit more and avoided it, got away from the running game a little bit, which, like I said, probably in hindsight, looking back, kind of hurt us a little bit. But, you know, like I said, really proud of our effort and a lot of good things to continue to work on and coach off of. As far as Mitch goes, you know, his status will be updated here as we move forward to, you know, through the bye week and, of course, next week. But hopefully we can get him back here and get him back ready to roll for Murray State.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Candle.
We have a question from Charles Post. Your line's now open.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good. So looking at the game, you guys were in it, like you were talking about, for most of it. And even after you had turnovers in the third quarter, you were still within one possession. So can you just talk about those first three quarters and what you saw that you liked, disliked from your team, and where you can go from here in games that are similar to this?
Yeah, I think anytime you get into those type of games, you're playing a quality SEC opponent. You know, there's the front seven guys that they continue to roll in. You know, there's not a drop-off there. And, you know, that's the difference between some of the upper echelon, you know, Power Five programs and some of the Group of Five conferences. It's all in the defensive front and in that front seven. So, you know, those guys, they made some plays, and you got to give them a lot of credit. You know, that's a proud program and a proud team, and coming off a 10-win season, they're not gonna lay down for Toledo and let Toledo do whatever it wants to do. So, you know, but I give our kids a ton of credit. They stayed in the fight. They stayed toe-to-toe there, and, you know, we just didn't make a couple plays. You know, we just – you know, we had a drop ball and a deep ball where the receiver's behind the defense. It's going to be a huge play, and, you know, we kind of misread on another one that's a double move where a guy's behind. And, you know, those are a couple opportunities along with the turnovers, you know, and a couple leverage assignments on defense that if you want to win that type of football game, you just can't have them. And, you know, maybe playing a lesser opponent, you get away with some of that stuff because you're able to recover, but not in a game of that magnitude.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Casey Campbell. Your line's open.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
I'm good, Casey. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's the biggest thing that you're going to do as coaches during this bye week to help prepare for Murray State in 2 weeks and next week?
Well, I think, you know, these don't come around a lot, so you got to you know, you have to balance. It's a balancing act between recruiting, you know, obviously, like I said, getting a deep dive into our team and dissecting that film in all three phases of the game, you know, and then you know, when you turn the page to your next opponent. So, you know, our guys are, you know, into starting to get into the thick of it here from an academic standpoint. You know, I want them to catch up and make sure that we're on top of everything from that standpoint of things, and certainly use this week to, you know, get some good solid work with some of our young football players in our program that maybe are, you know, you're trying to make a decision on whether you want to redshirt that guy, whether you want to play him in four games, or if you want to just go ahead and give him the green light for the whole season. So, you know, a lot of delicate work to be done, and a lot of decisions to be made here in our own program, you know, coupled with some academics and some recruiting stuff too.
Well, Jason, we want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to, obviously, your Labor Day. We want to wish you a productive week. We'll talk to you again next Monday in your preparation for the following week's contest against Murray State.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Jason. Again, for the Toledo Rockets, coming off a 38-24 loss at Kentucky again in that contest. Brian Corbett, running back, 73 yards and one touchdown in that contest. And again, starter Mitchell Guadini completed 7 of 12 passes for 122 yards and one touchdown before leaving in the third quarter with the injury. Again, for Toledo, they are off next week with a bye, and then they'll be returning on Saturday, September 14th, against Murray State. We're